Okay, good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining, especially on such short notice. Tonight, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to learn Simin Tav Chav Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Omer Kaddish Tiskabel, after you say Hallel, so you say Kaddish Tiskabel, Umotzin Sefer Torah V'korim Bo Dali, you take out one Sefer Torah and you read four Aliyos from it, and you don't do any less than four Aliyos or any more than four Aliyos, Vein Maftirim Benavi, but there is no Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tiskabel V'klal, who to call Yom Sheish Bo Musav, Omer Kaddish Tiskabel, Achar Hallel. Any day that there's going to be a Musaf, you say Kaddish Tiskabel after Hallel, because that is the indication of the conclusion of Shachris. Sif Beis. Now, Sif Beis is going to be a little confusing unless you know unless you're familiar with the Pesukim that we read on Rosh Chodesh. Now, the Pesukim that we read on Rosh Chodesh consists of three Parshios. The first Parsha has eight Pesukim, the next Parsha has two Pesukim, and the Parsha after that has five Pesukim. So it's a total of 15 Pesukim, and we got to get four Aliyos without breaking any of the rules, such as that you're not allowed to stop less than three psukim from the end of the parsha. So says the Shulchan Aruch, here's what you do. The Korei HaKohen Gimel Psukim, the Kohen reads the first three psukim of the first parsha, Vayidaber Tzav in Viamarta, V'Levi Chozer V'Korei, and then the Levi goes back and reads Pasuk Gimel a second time. He reads Viamarta, V'Korei HaSakeves Echad V'Asiris HaEifa, and he reads Pasuk Dalet and He as well. So Kohen reads Pasuk Aleph Beis Gimel, and Levi he reads Pasuk Gimel Dalet Hey. The Yisrael Korei Olas Tamarad Ubrashi Chad Shechem. So the Yisrael reads the next three Pesukim of the Parsha and the entire Parsha that follows, which is two Pesukim. So he reads a total of five Pesukim. Ravi Korei Brashi Chad Shechem at the Sof. And then the Ravi he reads Brashi Chad Shechem, that third Parsha that consists of a total of five Pesukim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Levi Chozer Korei Hatam Avur B'Gemara Mishum Delekam Parsha Zuh Elchas Pesukim. The reason why we do this very unusual thing of having the Levi repeat one of the psukim that the Kohen already read is because that first parsha only has eight psukim. Vimkeinim yikra Levi kedarko gimel psukim. So if the Kohen would read three psukim, then the Levi would read three psukim. Lo yishtar b'parsha el beis psukim. You'd only have two psukim left in the parsha. V'kaimel on day m'sharim beis psukim livnei parsha. And we paskin you're not allowed to stop less than three psukim from the end of the parsha because el reishim kovlam ches. V'leka lemeimar, and you cannot suggest an alternative approach. And maybe you'll just have the Kohen and the Levi read from this parsha, and you know they'll each read four psukim from this parsha, and the Shlishi and the Revi'i will read the next two parshios, the parsha of Yom Shabbos and the parsha of Rosh Chodesh. Gamzei Efshar, that also doesn't work. The parsha of the Shabbos like a lebeis psukim, because the second parsha only has two psukim. And therefore, for the Shlishi to get a full Aliyah, he's going to have to go into the next Parsha, B'Parshas Rosh Chodesh. And since you're not allowed to go into a Parsha less than three Psukim, so what's he going to do? He's going to go three full Psukim into that final Parsha? Well, then it only leaves two Psukim for the last guy to read from. Because that third Parsha is only five Psukim. And that's why we got to do what we do, and that's why we do what we do. However, in Sifkat and Gimel says in the Shabura, not everybody does what we do. Revi Korei Brosh Chodesh V'das HaBachu Prichadosh. The Bach and the Prichadosh have an alternate suggestion. Sheyoset Tov L'Sayim L'Shlishi Ad Uveyom HaShabbos. Let the third Ola, meaning again, the Kohen reads Aleph to Gimel. The Levi reads Gimel to Hey. Let the Shlishi, the first Yisrael, the third Ola read Psukim Vav Zayin and Ches, stop there at Yom Shabbos. Varevi Yikari Yom Shabbos at Sofakriya, and let the Revi read both of the last two parshios, the two psukim of Yom Shabbos and the five psukim of the parsha that follows. That's what the Bachim Prichadish suggests. Achem the Prim Gadim Mashma Shadav Lasas Kamin Agenu. But the Prim Gadim says what we do is even better. V'da'od, and you should know Da'agra Cholik Aikar Dina Demechaber. The Gra disagrees with the whole din over here. Daito he holds Seder Kriya Brosh Chodesh Hu Kain Kohen Kari Gimel Psukim. Va'levi chamisha ad sof parsha, that the Kohen reads three psukim and then the Levi reads five psukim until the end of the parsha. I'm sorry about the Zoom going out. My Wi-Fi is not great here, I guess. Is anyone still on? Yes, I'm sorry about the Zoom. The Levi reads until the end of the parsha. Vashlishi chomzei mikore gimel pesukim achronim, and then the Shlishi reads the last three pesukim beparsha shekaro. Vekori biyom haShabbos on parsha Chodesh, and he reads biyom haShabbos until that final parsha. VaRavi yikori parsha Rosh Chodesh, and the Ravi reads the parsha of Rosh Chodesh. VaAyin bebir alacha sif gimel. Omer Kaddish, so after the laning you say Kaddish, Va'ashrei uva l'tzion, Ve'ein omrim Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara. You don't say Lam Natzeach, which includes the pasuk of Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara. U'machzer Sefer Torah l'mekoma, then you put the Sefer Torah back after Ashrei uva l'tzion, because this is Sfard. Va'omdim l'spalel tfilas musuf, and then you daven musuf. U'machzer shatz ha'tfila, and you do chazar sashat. Va'omer keser, and you say keser in chazar sashat. U'kshemagil l'melo kal aretz kvodo, omr l'masam shabchim. But when you get to Malokal Eretz Kvodo, you don't do extra lines. You just go right to L'masam Shabchim, just like you would at Shachris. Va'achar Shasiyim Chazaris HaTvila, and after Chazaris HaShat, Omer Kaddish, another Kaddish. Va'omer Mizmor Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem. And we also say Baruch Hinafshi. Says in Mishmur Sivkat and Dalid, Omer Kaddish, Hainu Achatzi Kaddish Omer Alabima Ala Sefer Torah. You say a Chatzi Kaddish that you would normally say after Kriyas HaTorah, and then Ashrei uva l'tzion v'chatzi kaddish b'shvil ha'psukim shel Ashrei uva l'tzion, and that last chatzi kaddish is on account of the Ashrei uva l'tzion. U'machzer sefer Torah, and then you put the sefer Torah back after uva l'tzion. U'bimekomenu aminug shemachzirin ha'sefer Torah le'echol miyad achar kriya kamo shekosav haramah b'sof simchavei. Our minug is that we put the sefer Torah back right after kriyas haTorah because we do nusach Ashkenaz, right? And that's standard. Tfilas musaf, and then you daven musaf. So the Mishmar says you should know a couple of things about Musaf. V'yesh eza shinuyen nuschaos. There are certain different nuschaos in Musaf. V'yesh garsin zikaron l'kulam hayu. V'yesh garsin zikaron l'kulam yihiyu. V'yesh ram zikaron l'kulanu yihiyeh. V'ein l'shanu shuminag. We do the middle one, happens to be. Tzarech lomar umin chasam v'niskehem. And you should say the phrase umin chasam v'niskehem lafugim mandiyam rashayin lomar v'niskehem, as opposed to the opinion that says you don't say v'niskehem. Yesh akasu shetzarech lomar es Musaf v'chulei. Some say it's es musaf and some say it's v'es musaf. Some say l'chaparas pesha every time you daven musaf on Rosh Chodesh. But some only say it in a leap year like we do. And even in a leap year, there are those that only say it up until the extra Adar. Tahainu adachr chodesh Adar, till after chodesh Adar. And that's what we do. But whatever your minig is, whatever the tzibur's minig is, that's what they do. Everyone should do like the minig hamakom. Let's say a person was davening musaf and he totally was spacing out and he davened a regular shmonesrei instead of musaf. Lo yotza. He's not yotza. Afilu hiskri yalav yavo. Even if he said yalav yavo, v'tzarech lachzor l'spalel, he's got to daven again. V'atam tzarech lahaskir karbanos hamusafim. And the reason is because you need to mention the karbanos, otherwise it's not musaf. Miu imamar ba'achas min abrachos yi ratzon shenasa lefenechuk avasenu b'tzmide yom u'b'karban musaf yatsa. But even if you just make a very general reference to the idea that today is a day of karban musaf, that's enough to be yotze. You don't have to mention the specific karban. U'kadalel b'sim reisham ches siv dalid va'omer keser haynu lefin minog b'nei svarad v'anu b'nei ashkenaz omer nekadish k'mo b'tzvil shachris. That yes, svarad says keser, but we say ashkenaz says Kaddish, Omer Kaddish, Hainu Kaddish Shalim Im Teskabel B'Shvila Tfila. Then you say Kaddish Shalim at the end for the Tfila. V'Omer Mizmor Baruch Hinafshi, and we say Baruch Hinafshi. Fascinating. Why do we say Baruch Hinafshi on Rosh Chodesh? Mishum Dinizkar Bo Mikra Diareach Asol Lemoadim. Because there's that one phrase of Yareach Lemoadim in the entire Baruch Hinafshi. That's why we say the whole thing. So make sure you at least say that phrase, even if the shul doesn't give you enough time to say the whole thing. But we say it for that one phrase of Yireach L'Mo'adim. Because Magen Avraham debeksas mekomo sein omer musaf. The Magen Avraham says in some places they don't say Baruch Hinafshi, but it's interesting. Saying Baruch Hinafshi is in Shulchan Aruch. Siv Dalit. Noagim lachlutz tefillin k'shrotzim l'spal musaf. The minig is that we take off our tefillin before musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Mishabura v'atam. The reason is dekomodein manichim tefillin b'yom tov mishum shyom tov ba'atmo os. Just like we don't put on tefillin on Yom Tov because Yom Tov itself is an os. Kamo kein yesh linug b'Rosh Chodesh al kalpanim b'shas musaf. So the whole whole day of Rosh Chodesh is not going to be a Yom Tov, but at least we should be gorisit as a Yom Tov while we're davening Musaf. Shemaskiru Musafei Hayom, those is Zechira Gamkeinu Ke'ein Os, mentioning the Musafim of that day should be like an Os. V'kasa Primogadim Sheyesh Lachos HaTfilin Be'uva L'tzion Kodim Yehi Ratzon Shnish Baruch Hukecha. The Primogadim says it better take off the Tfilin before the end of Uva L'tzion. V'yeshno Agim Rak Lach L'tzaretzuos Me'e Etzba Kodim Yehi Ratzon. And some only take off the Ratzuos from the finger before the Yehi Ratzon, but not the rest of the Tfilin. A lot of times you see someone doing that, you think, oh, he's just in a rush to finish. No, he's not in a rush. He's doing what the Mishnah Berurah says, to take off the Tfilin from the fingers, at least, by Yehi Ratzon, me at the end of Uva L'tzion, me who calls it Rosh Chodesh. But all of this about taking off Tfilin after Halal, after Kriyas HaTorah, before Musaf, that's only on Rosh Chodesh. Av B'chol HaMoed, Shu Yom Tov Gomor, Yesh L'chol Tzom Kodem Halal. But on Rosh on Chol HaMoed, which is really a Yom Tov, and if you wear Tfilin Chol HaMoed, you got to take them off before Halal. So what we learned tonight is, first of all, that you say a full Kaddish after Halal to signify the end of Shacharis, and then you lay in four Aliyos. Then we said that in dealing with the sets of Parshios, which contain 8, 2, and 5 Psukim respectively, there are 3 Mahalchim. There's what we do, which is that we repeat Pasuk Gimel, and then the Shlishi reads the last 3 Psukim of the first Parsha, and both Psukim of the second Parsha, and the Revi reads all 5 Psukim of the third Parsha. Then the second Minig is the Bach and the Prichadosh, which is very similar to what we do, except the third Aliyah ends after the first Parsha, and the fourth Aliyah covers the second and third Parsha. And then there's the Minig of the Gra, which is that the first 2 Olim read 4 Psukim each from the first Parsha. The third Olim backtracks 3 Psukim, and then adds, in addition to those 3 Psukim, the second Parsha. And then the fourth Olim reads the 5 Psukim of the third Parsha. And then we said that we skip Lam Natsayach, we say Musaf, where you got to mention the Karbon in Musaf, and you say Baruch Hinafshi, because it refers to the word of Yoreach in Baruch Hinafshi. And then finally we said that unlike Chol HaMoed, where Tefillin come off before Halel, on Rosh Chodesh they come off before Musaf, because it's kind of an os once you're mentioning the Musaf. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Simon Tav Chav Dalet and Tav Chav Hey, back to the regular time, regular place. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you for joining. Sorry for all the background noise.
Can't control what goes on at weddings.